One of the things that confounds us in life is dust. Think about it. We clean, we dust. A day later, and lo and behold, dust. Where did it come from? We cleaned everything. It's as though the world sheds. In fact, it does. All the time, every one of us sheds. Do you know for every 2 to 4 weeks, we shed the outer layer of our skin? That's 8 pounds per year. But in fact, skin is only a small percentage of the dust we find settling on our furniture and floors and floating in our air. House dust is made up of a combination of skin and dander and sand particles and Kleenex fibers and animal hair and atmospheric particles. Now then, dust can be good too. The skin particles we shed have chemicals that protect our world from ozone. And did you know that when the light shines through it, dust is responsible for the colors of a sunrise and a sunset. And so too, chemical dust creates the colors of the fireworks. It just depends on what the dust is made of. But our point to talk about today is we and the world are all essentially made up of dust. Just as everything in our world is also constantly returning to dust. Close to home, we are people of the dust. As the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, says, in the creation story, we are the dust of the earth. We are created from the smallest particles of the dust of the earth. And in God's design, we were formed by the master potter, and God breathed his spirit into us. So we not only have life, but we have lived in relationship with the God of life. When they appointed times for us to return to dust, the news gets better. Jesus, our life giver, is the one who has the power to lift us up from our dissolution to mere dust, and rises up and give us new life. Now, Jesus offers us more than just dust. Jesus offers us the breath of God. Think of that today as we sing our communion song, I Will Raise You Up. And he also gives us, along with that, a chance to dust away our sins by repentance, to turn over a new leaf, so we do not have to be resigned to death, but instead be lifted up, ascended into the new kind of body and a new kind of life. And the best news of all, as we pray in the creed, believe in the resurrection of the body in the last day, we can be redusted by the master potter who redesigns us in his image and likeness forever. So today Jesus sends his disciples out, telling them to announce this good news. The disciples are sent out to spread the truth that Jesus is the Son of God. He is the Lord of life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. But not just any life, but resurrection life, eternal life. Let them who have ears to hear, hear. We will be lifted from the dust. But if anyone should close their ears and eyes to these words and refuse to accept them, what does Jesus say to his disciples? Shake the dust from their feet. Shaking off the dust from their feet and body was a signal that they had done all what they could do. They couldn't deal with stiff-necked and hard-headed people. People who are close-minded and close-hearted. But the only way out is to return to God. To let go, let God. Arising from the dust of one's blindness and hard-headedness, stepping into the new sight, a new direction toward the light. We may recall that 5 months ago, to the day it was February 14th. It was Valentine's Day, but you recall it was also Ash Wednesday. So on that day, ashes were placed on our foreheads. And as the sign of the cross was made on our foreheads with the ashes, the words were spoken, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. The ashes placed on our foreheads are long gone, but the truth remains, we are people of the dust, perishable, but imperishable. For God has promised we will rise again. Today we have the beautiful ceremony for welcoming 5 to be baptized. We did the signing of the 5 senses in their person with the sign of the cross. By this cross, we will come to know the Lord, to love him and serve him and live in him. And the cross is our key to moving, transitioning from this world to the next. For by the cross, we will be healed of our sins and given new life. This past Ash Wednesday, we distributed these wrist bracelets with the cross on it, a simple cross, inviting you to take one home and share it or wear it or give it to some person. Be reminded of that journey, day by day, one day at a time, with not only the sign of the cross, but the love of Jesus that accompanies us. And so, on this day in July, we say what was said to us on the day we were born, the day we will die. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. But God has a promise.